and they'll be coming back. But let's give God all the glory for the work that he is doing. Let's take a quick look at the announcements. If you would turn with me to number 2. Today we have a Constitution Q&A session in the Hall of Truth in room 202. It will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30. If you would like, just come and hear and learn about a revised constitution that will be helping to further protect our church's statement of faith. If you also move on down and look at announcement number 5, today is the last day that we will be collecting school supplies in the courtyard. So if you are interested, please come join us. Next Sunday, we welcome you back to assemble and deliver the backpacks. We will be doing that precisely after service in the gym at 12 o'clock. So please come and help us put the backpacks together, and we'll be delivering it to Castlar Elementary School. As a Castlar alum myself, I definitely thank you, and I definitely speak to the need of those who are in the Chinatown community. So please come and join us to do that. We will now move into our time of worship this morning. Please stand as we read our call to worship. Feel free to follow along with me on the screen. We will be reading from Psalms 60, verses 16 to 17. But as for me, I shall sing of your strength. Yes, I shall joyfully sing of your loving kindness in the morning. For you have been my stronghold and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you. For God is my stronghold, the God who shows me loving kindness. Please bow your heads as we pray this morning. Father, we gather to worship you, the one who has called us to new mercies each day. You hear us when we call. You are our morning song, and there's not a day that goes by without your loving kindness. As we prepare our hearts for worship this morning, let us leave ourselves by the door so that we can meet you face to face today. We know who goes before us, and we know you stand behind us. And so as we come, as we are in this place, we ask that you would be pleased with our singing and with our worship. We pray for our hearts to be dancing with joy. And we ask that not today, but every day after this, we would be able to lift our praise to you, the one who has given us voice. You deserve all the glory and all the praise. And so we pray that not a day goes by where we don't remember your loving kindness today. We lift this all in your holy name. Amen.
Good morning, church. Also, welcome to the youth that's here to join us. It's great to be here to worship with you guys.
Mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on his battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory is your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can sing. Yes, our hearts can sing. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Kneeling on his battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory is your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. And you are faithful, God, you are faithful. The scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. In every step we are breathing in your grace, and evermore we'll be breathing out your praise. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. And you are faithful, God, you are faithful. And you are faithful, God, you are faithful. King of kings, you are mighty God, Lord of everything. You're Emmanuel, you're the great I am, you're my Prince of Peace, who is a Lamb. You're my living God, you're my saving grace. You will reign forever. You are Ancient of Days. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. You are holy, as you are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
And I will follow. I will listen.
I will listen.
And I will love you.
I will love you.
All of my days.
All of my days.
And I will sing to you and worship the King. His worthy. I will love and adore you. Bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King. His worthy, and I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're my Prince of Peace. I will live my life for. sing from the top, you are holy. As you are holy.
You are holy.
As you are mighty.
You are mighty.
As you are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
And I will follow.
I will listen.
And I will love you.
I will love you.
All of my days.
All of my
days. And I will sing to and worship the kingdom is worthy. And I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King is worthy. And I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. You're my Prince of Peace. I will live my life for you. You are Lord of Lords, you are King of Kings, you are mighty God, Lord of everything, you're Emmanuel, you're the great I am, you're my Prince of Peace, who is a Lamb, you're my living God. You're my saving grace. You will reign forever. You are ancient of days. You are Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. You're my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and friend. You're my Prince of Peace. I will live my life. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for you. Thanks to the Lord, our God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. With a mighty hand. With a mighty hand. An outstretched arm. His love endures forever. For the life has been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. Forever. From the rising sun. From the rising to the setting sun. His love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. For forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. For forever God is with us. Forever. Forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever. Sing forever you are faithful. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever. Forever.
God, as we sing these songs, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love, God. And God, we give you all the glory. And God, we continue to worship you this morning, God. And may you continue to bless our hearts. Continue to transform us so that we can be more like you. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Would you stay standing? Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven those. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As you take a second to find your seat, greet those around you, say hi to someone new, challenge yourself and sit next to someone you've never sat next to before. As a reminder, we also have prayer ministry available after service. It will be located up here on stage. If you'd love to receive prayer about anything, whether you want to give God glory for something that happened this week or maybe you're going through something that's rough, please come and pray with us. We'd love to. So that'll be right after service here that is available for you. This morning, our scripture reading, if you would follow me, is from Matthew's 11:28-30. Feel free to listen as I read aloud. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Today, we will be inviting Pastor Benny, who will be preaching for the first time after 3 months. I will be inviting Pastor Chris to come and just welcome him back. Let us welcome him back with open hearts and open ears today.
Looks good, huh? We did want to pray for him before he starts back in the ministry. So let's join our hearts together, and let me go ahead and pray for Pastor Benny. Father, we come before you. We thank you for your servant who has served you so faithfully. Thank you for the time off that he's had to reconnect with you, to refresh his spirit, Lord, to be ministered to you by you. Father, we just pray that as he has been with you, that he would now speak for you as he comes to present to us. And Lord, would you continue to give him clarity and conviction as to how to lead this church forward. Pray that you give him the giftedness and the abilities that he needs to do so. Father, we pray for us as a congregation that we would follow, and Lord, we would know how to allow him to lead. And Lord, as we go forward, we just look forward to great things you're going to do through this church, through his leadership and through our people. So Father, we come before you, and for this message today, I know his heart has been for those who are struggling or have a lot of stress in their life, even as he had, and he wants to talk about the relief that he has given and what that can teach, what he can learn and teach us from that. So Father, we pray that for those of us who are under stress or under fire right now, that we would hear your word and it would encourage and comfort us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very, very much. It's good to be back among you again. Let me, first of all, express my sincere gratitude to all of you for your care and support for my three-month leave. During this 3 months, I was indeed able to rest, seek the Lord, and recharge my spiritual battery. You may be wondering what I did. Here are some of the things I did that contribute to my physical, mental, and spiritual refreshment. I took a mission trip to Cambodia and China, conducted some training there for local church leaders. I took two intensive classes at Regent College, Vancouver, specifically the book of Ezekiel. Sounds challenging, but it was really good. And how to make good decisions. I also attended the Southern Baptist Convention annual conference with my wife. I read many books, Christian and non-Christian books. I cooked a lot at home. That's why I gained a little weight. I also cleaned out our jam-packed garage. Finally, I can park my car there. not just me, but I, together with my family, we were able to visit different churches. When I was in town, our whole family were able to visit four different churches. On top of that, I also visited another five churches out town. And so, altogether, nine churches. I learned a lot from these visits, and a lot to share with you, perhaps on other occasion. And I was able to have vacation with my family. And last but not the least, I was able to reorganize my priorities. The Lord was really good. The Lord was really good to me, and He's continued to be good to every one of us. During these 3 months, he also taught me many lessons, gave me insights. Last week, as I reflected over the entire leave of absence, I was able to write down 18 insights and lessons God taught me. And I suspect that in time, this list may even grow longer. This morning, please allow me to share with you one of the lessons that I believe each one of you may be able to relate to. That is the lesson you see on the screen, how to pathway to cope with stress, how to cope with our stress. Now, please understand, this is really from my heart. This topic was not assigned to me in any way, but after these 3 months, I feel for those of you who are pressed by all kinds of stress. Thank the Lord that there is a way out. It's not like without hope. So that's why I would like to share this message with you today. Now, as you may recall, when I sought to take a leave of absence, I was feeling very weary. By the way, some of you may wonder why any pastor or minister needs a leave of absence or sabbatical. Don't they receive special help from God? Don't they have halo? No, we are just human. Please understand, every pastor or minister is also human and needs to be refreshed. Even Jesus took time to be away from ministry for extended prayer and a time of
refreshment. So now let's look at this text we have just read. Matthew 11:28-30. You know it by heart. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, that you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Lord Jesus, we thank you very much for this wonderful promise. As we open up this particular passage, as we revisit this familiar passage, we pray for freshness. We pray for custom-made personal application. May the Spirit of God move in a mighty way, in a personal way, that we all can say, "Yes, the Lord has spoken to me individually this morning." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This passage is Jesus' promise of rest for us. Every one of us can become weary and heavy burden. Now pay attention to the word weary. The word weary portrays the image of people exhausted from work. This is the original meaning. Heavy laden indicates people weighed down with heavy loads. This picture can illustrate the meaning of these two words. This lady, his tank, energy tank, if you will, is almost empty. And yet, she has to pull this piece of huge rock uphill. As you see this slide, perhaps some of you can identify yourself with this lady in the picture. Perhaps you are stressed out at work or from family responsibilities. Perhaps some of you are stressed out taking care of your aging parents. Perhaps you have been stressed out from your marriage, taking care of your children. Perhaps some of you may feel burned out from ministry. Those of you who are youth, I understand we have a few here this morning, you are no exception. You face huge stress around academics. Competition for college is tighter than ever, and you are pressured early on to do everything right to get into the best school. Perhaps your parents are pushing you without even realizing it. So a lot of us are facing stress, tremendous stress. Every one of us, regardless of our age, can become weary and heavy laden, heavy burden. But thank God that His promise of rest is promised to every one of us here. With that said, let us now look at Jesus' ways to obtain true rest from Him. Now, let me go back to the verse here. Now, I want you to pay very close attention to this line. "And you will find rest for your physical bodies?" No. What does the text say? "You will find rest for your souls." This passage is not about our physical, body, the kind of rest our physical body needs. It's primarily talking about finding rest for our souls. You may be able to sleep 8 hours a night, but it doesn't mean that you don't have stress. You still have stress, your souls are troubled, and this is reality. Thank God for this passage. There is a way out. There is a remedy provided for us. But pay attention to this text. It's a conditional promise. We must do the following. We must fulfill the following three conditions in order to obtain such kind of rest from Jesus Christ to cope with our stress. Number one, it requires our action. Jesus said, "Come to me, Although Jesus' promise of rest is available to every one of us, we will not obtain rest from Him automatically unless we do our part to go to Him. When we read the Gospels, we realize Jesus did not need to say, "Come to me," to those who were physically ill, because they just naturally flocked to Jesus for help after they heard about Jesus' miraculous healings. But when it comes to weariness and heavy burdens in our souls, Jesus said to us, "Come to me, come to me." When we hear that, we should remember we are not going to someone who does not know how to apply theory to practice, but someone who truly had gone through many experiences himself. Jesus himself had experienced much stress when he was on earth. Think of his stress with overwhelming demands from people, with seemingly too much to do and too little time to do it. Think also of the fact that Jesus was living with the 12 disciples and putting up with these slow learners. That was indeed stressful. And yet Jesus never despaired or wanted to quit. Now let us come back to Jesus' invitation here. Come to me. Jesus did not say, come to me, to those who were physically ill. So why did Jesus say that to those who were weary and heavy burdened in their souls? Because it's not our natural tendency to go to Jesus for help when we are stressed. And that is why we need this reminder from Jesus to go to Him. I understand you have read this passage multiple times before. But may I ask you a pointed question? When you face stress, talk about the stress you faced last week. Did you go to Jesus first? Or did you go to your friends first? Or counselors first? Jesus ought to be number one on your list. When you seek help, go to Him first. Not second, not third, not last resort, but first. My leave of absence began in May. The second week, I conducted training in Cambodia and China, but prior to the trip, I intentionally stopped by Hong Kong for a special reason. I wanted to confide with one of my close Christian friends who is a professional counselor in Hong Kong. He has a PhD in counseling, and he has counseled many pastors in Hong Kong. Many were blessed by his ministry. At the beginning of my leave of absence, I was stressed out, tired emotionally and physically, and I believe my counselor friend in Hong Kong could offer me practical help. So when I arrived in Hong Kong, first thing I did was to text him. His name is Benjamin. I said, "Benjamin, I have just arrived in Hong Kong. Can we meet tonight or tomorrow?" You know, in the past, I have done the same thing every time when I stop by Hong Kong. Every time he would say, "Sure, we can meet tonight or tomorrow." But this time around, it was different. He texted me back right away. He said, "I'm sorry to tell you, Benny, I'm not able to meet with you. I'm not able to be a help to you because yesterday my lung was collapsed and I'm still hospitalized. As soon as I saw the text, I changed my route. I went to the hospital to see him. When I saw him on the hospital bed, he was on oxygen, and it was very difficult for him to speak. So I offered a prayer for him. I didn't want him to speak because it's been so difficult. So after prayer, I left the hospital. As I was leaving the hospital, I said to myself, how disappointing. I wanted to confide with my friend. I wanted to seek for help, but he is not available to help. As I was on my way to the hotel, the Spirit of God said to me very distinctively, "Why don't you, Benny, why don't you seek my help? Why don't you seek for Jesus' help instead of your friend's help?" That reminder was needed. I knew this passage. I preached on this passage before. I taught lessons on this passage before. But I have neglected to put going to Jesus first for stress release. It's scriptural. And brothers and sisters, I don't know what kind of stress you're facing right now. Today I would like to offer you an opportunity to go to Jesus by asking you to come up for prayer at the end of the service. Earlier on you heard that there will be intercessors. But I especially want to highlight or give out this invitation. If you have stress in your life, in family, at work, in ministry, whatever, seek Jesus first. Come to Jesus first by coming out to receive prayer. I will be remaining behind, and I encourage our pastors and deacons to remain behind. If you want to be prayed for, other than our regular intercessors, the rest of us will join them to pray for you. Go to Jesus first. Second, it requires our submission. Jesus did not say to us, "Come to me, and I will remove the yoke from you and give you rest." Many of us would think that rest comes by taking off the yoke. But Jesus said, "You want to find rest? Put on the yoke." What a paradox. Why is putting on the yoke Jesus' prescription for our problem? Why Jesus gave us this kind of prescription, putting on his yoke, to cope with our stress? The yoke in the Bible primarily refers to the wooden frame joining two animals for pulling heavy loads. When a weak cow is yoked together with a strong cow that is much larger than him, the weight would primarily fall on the strong cow. Jesus asked us to put on the yoke so that we could truly cast our burdens on him. It's not us doing the pulling. It's because we're yoked with Jesus. All the weight go to him. Think of the little child pushing the shopping cart with his dad in supermarket. Both of their hands were on the bar of the shopping cart that was full with groceries, but it was really the dad doing all the pushing. This is why yoking with Jesus is key to finding rest in him. If putting a yoke is that important, how do we do it? New Testament scholar reminds us that putting on Christ's yoke is a symbol of submission. In other words, our submission to God determines whether or not we can find rest from God to deal with our stress. Let me repeat this. Our submission to God determines whether or not we can find rest from God to deal with our stress. As I thought of this, I thought of the great hymn writer, Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby became blind when she was a baby. Although she was a blind girl, she became instrumental to God by composing many hymns. Some of the hymns were excellent hymns. She was the author of "To God Be the Glory." We all know that wonderful hymn. She was also the author of "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." Needless to say, she also wrote this wonderful hymn, "Blessed Assurance." Although she was a blind girl, she was able to become instrumental to God by composing many hymns. As she was using her ability and giftedness to serve God, she was also like every one of us, facing various stress from time to time. At one time, she was given a demand. At one time, her writing contract demanded her to compose 3 hymns in a week. Another time, she was asked to come up with the lyrics for a melody in 35 minutes. This type of pressure certainly created stress. But Fanny Crosby always experienced peace and rest in the midst of her stress. Her stress to finding rest is expressed well in her well-known hymn, Blessed Assurance. In the first stanza, it goes, we are all familiar with this hymn. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Wonderful song. But when we sing this great hymn, never leave stanza 3. Be sure you include stanza 3. Because the last stanza, stanza 3, was her secret to cope with stress. The third stanza, the lyrics of the third stanza go, perfect submission, all is at rest. Perfect submission, all is at rest. If we are serious about being submissive to God in order to obtain rest from Him, may I ask you a pointed question? Are you submissive to God, especially in the area of God-permitted circumstances? Going back to Fanny Crosby, when she was only six weeks old, she developed a minor, let me underline the word minor eye inflammation. And the doctor tried to help, but unfortunately the doctor's careless treatment left her blind. The doctor who destroyed her eyesight never forgave himself. But Fanny Crosby did not have any resentment toward him. As a matter of fact, she said this word that blessed many, and I quote, "If I could meet the doctor who made me blind, if I could meet him again, if I could meet him now, I would say thank you to him over and over again for making me blind," end quote. She was really submissive to God-permitted circumstances. No wonder she could truly experience rest in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, what are the God-permitted circumstances in your life? Would it be a health situation, a family situation, or a circumstance at work or ministry that cannot be changed? Submit to these circumstances permitted by God, then you can find rest for your soul. Number 3, it requires our learning from Jesus' gentleness and humility. Besides submission, Matthew 11:28-29 also tells us that our learning of gentleness and humility is also a key to receive rest from God. For Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart." Do not detach this phrase from the preceding part. It has to do with the interpretation of the entire passage. It talks about the condition, another condition we are to fulfill in order to find rest, to cope with our stress. Jesus did not say, "Learn of my endurance and stamina," nor "learn of my confidence and courage." Why did Jesus want us to particularly imitate his gentleness and humility to help manage our stress? Thank God for the insight Pastor Rick Warren shared. This is what he said. He said, "You probably don't realize it, But the two biggest causes of stress in our life are arrogance and aggression. You may not realize how much stress are caused by our arrogance and aggression. That's why we need the antidote. What's the antidote? Learn and imitate Jesus' gentleness and humility. Look at some examples of Jesus' gentleness and humility. 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." John 6:38, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Jesus' gentleness and humility were exhibited by his willingness to let go of his personal preferences from these verses. Although he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he laid aside his majesty to leave heaven to come to earth. Let us now look at another passage. Isaiah 50:6. "I gave my back to those who strike me, and my cheek to those who pluck out the beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting, for the Lord God helps me, therefore I am not disgraced." Jesus' gentleness and humility were again exhibited by his willingness to let go of his personal preference. What sustained Jesus to have strength to be gentle and humble? Notice the last part of the verse, "For the Lord helps me, therefore I am not disgraced." With God's help, we are able to lay down our own preferences. A lot of times, because of our arrogance, of our aggression, we don't want to lay down ourselves. We don't want to lay down our things that we insist on. We don't want to lay down our personal preferences. But we've got to learn from Jesus' gentleness and humility if we are serious about coping with our stress, to find rest for our souls. Dear brothers and sisters, if we were to learn from Jesus' gentleness and humility, we must remember this important principle. God is able to help us to lay aside our personal preferences. If we can trust God on that, we can remove a lot of unnecessary stress in our life. In the early part of May, I went to Cambodia to partner with Southern Baptist International Board for a mission assignment, as I mentioned earlier. I have never been in Cambodia. Heard a little bit before my trip, but I have never been there. But after this trip, I have learned that Cambodia is much hotter than the summer in Hong Kong and China. How many of you have been in Hong Kong or Asia in summer? Was it fun? Not really. It was hot. It's always hot. But after this trip to Cambodia, the heat in Hong Kong and other parts of China, they are bearable. They are indeed bearable because a lot of places have AC. But in Cambodia, yeah, it was hot, it was humid, but a lot of places were without AC, no air conditioning. Come on, no air conditioning. Yeah, some places have air conditioning, but power outage is very common. During the daytime, I perspire a lot. And I remember, you know, one day I was, you know, the location for my training was without AC. And one day they also asked Pastor Benny, "We're going to ordain this, you know, local pastor." I said, "Sure." I said, "Sure," too early. And they gave me this thick pastor's robe. "Put it on, Pastor Benny." I put it on. Oh, man. It was hot. It was sauna. It was non-stop sauna. You know, when I was there, every day I only long for one thing. Not air conditioning. I understand, you know, power outage is common, so that wasn't something I aspire. One thing I aspire, I look for every day was the evening shower. At the end of the day, oh, I remember that was the first day. You know, I was hosted by a local family, a local couple. So I stay in, you know, their house. And their house doesn't have, you know, AC throughout the house. And that evening, by the time we got home, it was around 10:30. I thought to myself, wow, this is precious. I'm going to have shower. So I asked the host. This is a brother in the Lord. I asked him, you know, can you, Peter, can you give me a shower, a towel for shower? And he said, okay. And then after a few minutes, he returned. But he returned with this towel. It was a face cloth. It was not a towel. I said, thank you. And he said, well, I hope you enjoy the shower. I have to go to sleep because I have to wake up very early tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. I have to leave early for appointment. I said, okay, I don't, you know, have a good rest. And then as soon as he left, I started to think, how am I going to dry my body with this face cloth? Never ever in my life to dry my body with this size of towel. Never ever. So I thought for a moment, I thought, well, it's 10:30. Let me get out of the house without troubling the host. He's asleep. Let me go out. That won't work. Because all the stores are closed. No. 2 blocks away, there was a 7-Eleven. Okay, let's go. No, it won't work. Because outside this main door in New York, the entrances, there was a gate with a padlock. You have to open it with key. And only the host has the key. I don't want to trouble him. That won't work either. So I kept on thinking. I kept on giving a lot of stress to myself. How am I going to dry my body? How about bed sheets? That won't work. That won't work either. How about my t-shirts? Well, I only have enough for the next 5 days. No, that won't work either. Wow, I kept on thinking. My thoughts went wild because I just could not stop. It was that moment. The Holy Spirit reminded me the analogy of water. You know, water is powerful. Ice cube is not powerful, but water is powerful. Ice cube is not flexible, but water is flexible enough to fill any jar, any bottles, any shapes. So the thought, the voice was simply, Benny, why don't you be flexible? You're doing Lord's work. Why don't you become flexible? Remember when you were in China, in village? You could not, remember before you went, you said, well, you could not stand without taking shower for 3 or 5 days. And yet you survive. Why not, you know, using this, why not become flexible by using this small towel? So I went and I used this method, you know, wipe and squeeze. Wipe. Soak in and squeeze. Wipe, same towel. Wipe, squeeze. Wipe, squeeze. You know what happened? My body, what happened? Dry. Became dry. And I had no problem. It worked. Now try it tonight if you don't believe it. The point I'm trying to get across is simply this. If you are not flexible, if you are not willing to trust God's help to lay down your personal preferences, you will create a lot of unnecessary stress for your life. Listen very carefully. A lot of stress we face are caused, like what Rick Warren said, are caused by our arrogance, our pride, and our aggression. We insist on certain ways. We insist on our ways. We don't want to let go of our personal preference. That's why stress comes after stress. May God help us. May my personal experience help all of you to understand the importance of this principle, learning humility and gentleness from our Lord Jesus. Application. Think of one of your recent stresses that was caused by your impatience or pride. Take a moment of silence, then pray the following famous prayer by Rhino Nyberg. God, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. May I ask Daniel, could you just play on the piano softly, and then I want you to take a moment of silence to reflect on this prayer, and then pray this prayer to God. Give me the courage. Give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. As Daniel continues to play softly as background music, let me give you the conclusion. Again, this passage is about finding stress, finding rest for our souls. But remember, you cannot obtain such kind of rest unless you do these three. Go to Jesus first. Be submissive to God, especially in the area of God-permitted circumstances. A lot of circumstances are allowed by God for a reason. So just let go. And imitate Christ's gentleness and humility. Let's pray. Oh, maybe before we pray, let us sing this familiar hymn, and it is Well With My Soul. We can sing it a cappella. We can sing it without the piano. It is Well With My Soul. And then we're going to ask Daniel to play once again, background music as we pray to the Lord. Okay? It is well. Let's stand together to sing this wonderful hymn. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, lifteth my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Be seated, please. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. As our pianist plays softly, reflect over what we heard today. Later on, as I said, after the sermon, we would like to invite those of you who are under stress to come up to the front for prayer. But I also like to offer an opportunity to everyone now. I understand some of you have to go without staying a little longer. And I don't want to deprive your opportunity to make commitment to the Lord. I'd like to extend this invitation to everyone. If you are facing whatever stress right now, and you have not found rest for your soul, I want you to stand, and we would like to pray for you. Whatever stress you're facing right now, you know better than anybody. There's no rest for your soul, and you need Jesus' help. Could you please indicate by standing up? Anyone? Thank you. Anyone else? We want to pray for you because this is a family. Don't keep it to yourself. We want to pray for you. Thank you. God, we pray for these individuals who are standing. Their souls are troubled. May each and every one of them find true rest in Jesus. May they experience the rest you have promised in Matthew 11. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated, please. Again, if you need to be prayed for, please come up after benediction.
Thank you, Pastor Benny, for giving that powerful message. Now we'll move into a time of giving. Please stay seated as I pray. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to know you. We are so blessed to have a relationship with you and to have the freedom to worship and seek you, God. And we get to experience your goodness and the giving that you have blessed us with, God. And so we pray that our giving would be an automatic response from our hearts, Lord. If this is an area that causes stress, God, we ask that it would be an opportunity to know you more, for us to run towards you, God, for us to trust you. You have said that you ensure our success according to your plan and not our own, Lord. So please be pleased with our giving. Let it be used to further your kingdom, to bring those who don't know you closer, God. And so today, we ask that you be with us and our congregation and move us as you will, according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.